US President Joe Biden had promised retribution, that the US would hunt down the ISIS-K members behind Thursday's deadly bombing. The Pentagon describes those killed as high-profile planners and facilitators. They were targeted as they were travelling in a car in the eastern Nangarhar province, close to the Pakistan border. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby refused to say if they were known to US intelligence before Thursday's suicide bombing.
The fact that two of these individuals are no longer walking on the face of the earth, that's a good thing. It's a good thing for the people of Afghanistan. It's a good thing for our troops and our forces at that airfield.
The US has warned another terrorist attack at the airport is likely, Kirby adding that threats were still active, dynamic, and very real. But even as the evacuation efforts begin to wind down ahead of the troops' withdrawal on Tuesday, the US is pledging to get people out of the country until the very last moment. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.